Hello,
Nuhud.
this is. Hey, out there. This is Princess of Nuhud. This is Cypher Sunday, you guys. How's everyone doing? It's a nice Sunday today. Blessed Sunday today, just for a minute, I just want to, give thanks to the Lord because without Him, we would not be up this morning. So we most definitely got to give Him all the praises, especially, just everything that individuals have been going through and difficulties. Even if you've been getting blessings, 2020 has been a very, very, very difficult year for all of us. And I just want to give thanks for everyone that's still been able to support, work, give, whatever it was that you could give, I just thank you guys that's out there supporting each other, making sure our family is taken care of, making sure yourself is taken care of. And for everyone that has lost someone this year, I'm sorry to hear that. I give all my condolences to everyone that has lost someone this year. This has been very, very hard for us to deal with and to overcome. But as long as we stick together and we keep each other's back and keep praising each other, I believe we'll get through the rest of this year. My co-host Bunchy, of course, isn't here. He also has lost someone this morning, which is very, very sad. So we just want to give him some blessings and some support, and just be there, check on him once in a while. I try to check on everyone as much as I can. So, knowing everyone, so after all so many years, we became family more than we are friends. So it's obligated to include everyone from Blackout Radio in my life, as well as Bunchy, he wanted me to give a shout out to the person, and I will give that shout out to his friend later on in the show. In the meantime, other than that, I know I'm going to have a lot of callers calling in because you guys call in every week. So this show is Cypher Sunday, of course, and Cypher Sunday, I'm sorry. And we've been running this show since we started. That's how I started with the Cyphers. But I want to kick it up a little notch. So I decided to come up with Rep Your Own City or State. And the individual has to rep one city or state. You cannot be from the same city or state. For more details, you guys can inbox me. And I will forward the details to you. This is $100 on the table for the individual that wins the cipher. In order to be part of the cipher, you do have to call in this Sunday and next Sunday to lock yourself in your city or state in. And a reminder, you cannot be from the same city or state, and it has to be legit. You have to not be from the same city or state. It just gives me more opportunity to know exactly where the artist is coming from and how we can tell the difference. Other than that, I do have some music that I wanted to share with you guys, new artist music. And let's get to the first song because I wanted to play her song on Blackout Radio. And she goes by the name of Bonnie Dallas. You could follow her on Instagram. I do share some of her stuff, or you can find her on all forms. You can find her on all music platforms. Bonnie Dallas. She is a Los Angeles artist, and she's been doing her thing. So let's hear what she has. This song is called Or Nah.
Or not? Get it poppin'.
plug, put a bag on it.
Pull up in the foreign,
drag on it.
I'm a hood,
I'm a brag on it.
Hit a link and got on,
yeah, I flagged on it.
New Rally bust down,
glass on it.
Go crazy when that hoop on it. Never let get the best of me. Leave him on red when he messaged me. I be getting head, heffany. He prayed for the Bethany. You gon' hit a lick or nah?
Or nah.
Or nah.
Or nah.
Or nah. Or nah. To a trick or nah?
Or nah.
Hit it poppin' on a d- or nah? Or nah.
Alright, so that was my girl Bonnie Dallas. That was her song Or Nah. And like I said, you can find her on all social medias, especially Instagram, at Bonnie Dallas, or you can find her on music platforms, Bonnie Dallas. And she has several other songs I will be playing later on in the week as well. Friday, please call back Friday. Let's take a call.
978-891.
And hey, family, it's Ann Jules in the house.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Princess of New Hood, Queen and King,
okay.
Black Tear?
Right.
Bunchy here too.
No, he couldn't make it today. It was very unexpected. He had lost someone this morning, so I had, had a little moment of silence for his friend that had got murdered this morning. So we'll be giving
goodness.
A shout out for him. Yeah, so he's going.
Yeah.
He, it's so much been going on, you know. And, you know, unexpected. We don't have the answers to really nothing that he decides
right?
to. You know, he knows who he needs to be, angels. You know, so. And,
wow.
And that's how I've been taking it. It's just been a bad 2020, but, you know, as long as we stick together, we'll make it great out this year, because this year, girl, it has been just blowing everyone from left to right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to Bunchy Carter and his friend and
yes.
his family
yes.
and all the loved ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My condolences to anyone who's lost somebody. My heart breaks. I know how that feels. We all do. And we, and I love your words at the top of the show, Sister Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Very empowering and very true. And I feel
yeah.
you and I understand how you feel. So
yeah,
we all
yeah.
rise together. And I'm glad that there's people out there supporting each other and praising each other, just like
exactly.
you said.
Exactly. 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 And that's what we need. You know, we and that's what I was telling him. You know, I said we've been going through this since the early 80s, late 90s, early 2000s. It's like a rerun of the world all over again, and it makes people not even want to just be here. You know, and
yep,
like
I know.
Live somewhere else. Got to get away from you know, and it's like
yep.
You know, you can't even be friends with the neighbors anymore because it's so much nose turning. You know, and
right?
then they got this darn coronavirus. People don't even want to give hugs or handshakes. You know,
yep.
and you know, and it's just like okay. You know, like but it is what it is. You know.
Yeah.
I think the more people that comes together and are well like-minded or like-minded
yes.
on when
solidarity.
It comes to those subjects.
Yes.
You know that it could change, you know, but if we just keep talking about it behind closed doors, they're not going to know how we feel at the end of the day. You know, we go through broken homes every day, and for them to broadcast it on TV that someone famous is going through it, that's like, okay, you're just putting their business out there, but yet we're going through the same thing they're going through, you know?
Yep.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Megan and Tory Lanez situation, you know, and that just was like, this is someone that people look up to, you know, and you know, whatever happened, you just don't go broadcast certain situations about certain incidents if you're not looking for that type of reaction, you know.
Right.
So it's not fair. You know, and I'm not the person to man bash, but I'm just saying for being in certain situations with men, you know, and being part of domestic violence, it's not fair to even be broadcasting this on any social media, you know, and now they got the news involved, and it's just not something to be made fun of, you know, and
yep.
People will have their own opinion about who said something first or whatever. That's not the case. The case is it should never happen, but it happened.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that? You know, they're going to
yep.
only tell us what they want us to hear anyway. But they forget
true.
That this goes on in regular people's lives.
Right.
You know, there's thousands of people in domestic violence situations every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not funny. It's not something that
mm-mm.
you go and, you know, you broadcast it on social media. I see people on their Facebook. There's so many people that I literally had to block. And they were friends and family. It's because I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that you're going through it. If you call me and say, hey, you know, let's vent, let's go out, let's talk about what I'm going through and you need some advice or something like that, that's different. But posting it on social media, now you got thousands of other people in the business, you know, and then now it's like now they're coming to me and then they want to know this and that. I can't do that because,
yeah,
not that I got my own life, but I do. You know,
yeah,
I'm like,
well,
I have a hard
course.
Time trying to keep.
You're a mother and an artist and a radio show host.
You know,
all kinds of promoter, everything.
Right. You know,
healer,
in the girlfriend. You know, and
yeah,
being all of that. You know,
no doubt.
And I got sisters, and I try to tell them, like, you know, and I'm the oldest, and I try to keep them like, okay, look, this is the way. You know, like, no, we shouldn't
mm-hmm.
be, you know, not, and
mm-hmm.
they think, oh, you're just taking the men's side. No, it's not that. You guys have to really think, right? We need to say this for October 1st. What I'm just saying, we really, really seriously have to think like a man. I'm not saying taking sides, but what I'm saying is, do they really think that a man doesn't have feelings? Because my sister really, all my sisters think men don't have feelings. Like, they're just supposed to be very dominant, strong, and they never supposed to cry, want, need for anything. And I don't know what world did they come from, but I thought
no
we were
doubt.
Born on
that's
the same
mind control. That's nuts. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Not that I'm taking any sides, but I'm just stating logical facts. You know,
they're even more emotional than we are. I think they just
come on
they've
now.
Been taught
come on
to
now.
Not show
come
it,
on,
you know,
it.
Especially insecurity.
But then they do
you know?
Show it. We just don't look at
right.
it the way that they're showing it. We don't
exactly.
know that they're showing it. You know, so.
Nope.
and I didn't even have to read Steve Harvey's book. I just
right.
just the name of the book was self-explanatory, but I had to go through things to understand that. Not that I wanted to be a victim of whatever I was in, but I went through those things because that's what I did, you know, and now I know. I know not to attract those type of men. I know not to act this certain way in this certain situation. Not because I'm scared, not because I'm whatever. It's because I'm looking out for myself and my baby. And, you know, they'll learn, but I don't think it's cute to be fighting a man. I just don't think so. Yelling, screaming, yes, because you got me there. But fighting me physically, putting my hands on a guy, a man, I'm not doing that. And some women find that very fascinating, and I'm just not with that. I feel you shouldn't do that because they're more stronger than us. Not, you know, I'm just saying, we could get hurt. And when you put yourself in certain situations, it just, you need to learn how to act. And you shouldn't be provoking a man to do anything harmful to you at all. So turning the other cheek, I learned that in certain situations. You know, but I do find myself, you know, cussing and yelling and screaming. But I'm not going to put my hands on anyone because I know my limit. And some women just don't know their limit. They will go and they will fight, and I don't like that. Stop fighting these men and just turn the other cheek, walk away, breathe, come back and talk. That's the best way you can do it. Because
Truth spoken.
Yes. But, you know, it is what it is. I just thought that topic was just, you know, something to talk about. Because, you know, it's everywhere, and it's going to be everywhere, and they're going to sabotage the both of their names, and that's not what I want to see. You know, they have to understand that just because they're famous, they're in the entertainment, does not mean that they don't live a regular life, you know? So you shouldn't single them out, and stop broadcasting these people business on national television. They need to stop doing that. That's what they need to, because we're looking at this, and then, you know, we're, it's just, like you said, mind control, hypnotize us, have us on other things.
Spiritual
and we have our own
actually.
We really do. We want to enjoy their music. We don't want to know what they're, you know what I'm saying? That's their business, you know? And it just breaks our
heart. I can understand what you're saying. It's definitely, it's really none of our business. But when it comes to, like, Me Too and people standing up for, you know, like what happened to Jaguar Wright and Common, and as a woman, I've dealt with that toxicity towards me, and I support the girls and guys. I've heard horror stories from artists that are male getting it from, you know, getting low life vibes from the other males. So it's not just it's a humanity thing. It's not just women. Yeah. It's men and women that have gone through such crazy stuff. So I look to Jaguar Wright with respect to her, because she had the fortitude to speak out about, you know, what happened to her. And what happened to her, I believe her. Just because I've been treated, I haven't been what she's been through, and thank goodness, and I bless her heart. But I've heard from at least 10 to 15 to 20 people that came forward to me and told me of their stories, and it's just it's really saddening to me to the point where I have to make a post about it, because I want to find a solution to it all, and the only thing that I can think of is to pray, because a lot of these people were on drugs and alcohol when they were doing this thing. So I feel like they wouldn't have done that had they not been under an influence. But that's a whole other story. But I praise people that have the fortitude, because it's scary. You know, there's a lot of people that have gone through a lot, and they're afraid to talk about it because they don't want to, you know.
Exactly.
They've had enough victimization, and they don't want more of it, but at the same time, some of these people have been glorified, you know, and if they're being glorified, we don't want to glorify monsters, you know. I don't think that's right, you know. And
exactly.
So that's just my take on all that. And, that was a weird story, and
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe she just had enough. You know, that might just be
yeah.
the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. And that's what I said. And that's what we, like you said, we all go through that. We all come to a breaking point. It's just the way how you handle things, and it should have been handled in a certain different way, you know.
Yeah.
And some men may think I'm wrong for saying it, but I mean, when you do something, you need to be punished. And doing something like that, he could have seriously hurt her. It could have been, it's already a serious issue, but it could have been more serious than what he's already in. And maybe he was under the influence, but.
Yep.
It could have just been handled differently.
The positive out of all that is that what it's doing is exactly what you said, Queen, is that it's uniting people together.
Yeah.
And that's how
yeah.
we all come together
yeah.
through our trials,
exactly.
tribulations, our successes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm joining with my rank of queens, and
mm-hmm.
we're putting stuff together to help support people like that and help give,
exactly.
Give them a way of expressing what they went through, and which starts the healing. And that's what we want to do is, you
because
know, pray
we
for
would
the
never
healing.
Know they're going through the same thing we going through if it's not told. But
right.
sometimes it's like, you know, we don't look at them like that. We look at them in a different way.
Yes.
I know I look at some of my role models differently, you know, and when I hear something like that, I just be like, oh, my goodness, like that would happen. But then once I turn off the TV, I'm going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's all.
Yep. You're not alone.
Okay,
they're not alone.
Yes.
And that's what
exactly.
they need to know.
Exactly.
Everyone, male or female,
yes.
you know, it happens to us
yes.
all. So.
It happened exactly. It really does.
Well, praise be to the Most High Almighty and to you and your family and
Amen.
All the callers and listeners. And, you know, shout out to everybody. Much love and good health and joy, which is why we're all here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's
yes,
what
indeed.
Life is supposed to be. This is God's country here, you know.
Right, exactly.
And we need to bring it forward and hold it there and speak it into existence, and which is what I try to teach people, including myself. And I thank you
exactly.
for saying
yeah.
what you say, Queen. And I've watched you and supported you throughout the years here on Blackout Radio. And
thank
I'm
you. Thank
so
you.
Very grateful for your friendship, your support, and your soul, just who you
thank
are.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. I really appreciate it, right?
Yeah, thank
you, know,
you. And you're welcome. My pleasure.
You,
anytime.
All the time. All righty.
And
thank
I'm looking
you for
forward
calling.
To doing
oh,
this
yeah,
show together
that.
With
yes.
you.
Yes.
I did
yes.
send you my headshot. And
for
give
that.
Me your phone number, too. So.
Oh, I will.
I won't.
I will. I definitely
I
will.
I don't want to lose connection, you know, with you. And I'm very grateful for you in my life and everyone in my Blackout Radio family.
Amen.
OMS Posse, Carlito 810, the Royal Crush Takeover crew, LaVar Hayes and Royal Crush Keisha, everybody, Tupac Tina, everyone, DJ Synergy, everyone that I've met through this family, I'm really grateful for. So, you guys are all showing me support, and I continue to call in and show my support. And on that note,
amen.
I'll let you guys
okay.
go. Salute. And to all the callers and listeners, my name is Ann Jewel. Shout out to my man, to Earthling J. We're going to release a track with Sugar Hill Gang DJ, who we lost in April. We are so very happy to release Deja Vu for you very soon. It's being mastered,
Amen.
And so that'll be dropping very soon. Check it out, agelessangelsmusic.com, and we're on all the platforms. So you guys, take care, be safe, and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, this is Cypher Sunday, and that was our topic of the day. We wanted to just touch bases on Megan and Tory Lanez incident. And, you know, we just give our support to the both of them, and we just wish that it could have been handled in a different way. and to let you guys both know that we are out here, you know, we're going through the same thing you guys are going through, and we just pray that, you know, justice should be served, and, you know, we just got to keep it going, you guys. So this is Cypher Sunday. I will take some more callers before I get into the mix that DJ Jay Sinatra had made for us for the Cypher. And let me talk a little bit more before I get to the next caller about the Cypher Sunday. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, you have to call in this Sunday and next Sunday to lock in your artist name, city or state. You cannot be from the same city or state as the other artist, and it is $100 on the line at the end of the showcase, which is going to be 4 Sundays, which will start in September. So 4 Sundays, you have to participate every Sunday to win the $100. So I know there's a lot of artists out there that has great flow, so I'm looking for you guys. Please tune in every Friday and Sunday. Fly Fridays and Cypher Sundays. I'll take the next caller, and then we're going to get into the mix.
You ready for another caller?
Yes.
515-661.
Hey, what's up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Iowa. How's it going?
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. How you doing? That's good to hear. What caused you today?
So, I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you say what am I calling in for today?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm calling in to promote,
okay.
You know, me, of course, Midwest Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
But also I got a new album that just came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Are You Doggone Serious? So it's kind of focused more on, you know, I do more conscious type of rap, if you want to call it that. But I still got a variety of music. I got some club type stuff. I got some R&B type stuff on there. And, yeah, I'm selling it $30, 24 songs. I also have a lecture on the first song. That's just me breaking down a lot of different info to get everybody, I guess, you know, on the right, what should I say? To get everybody to have the right mindset when they listen to the album so that they'll know what I'm talking about
cool.
And kind of catch stuff
right.
A little bit better. So 24 mm-hmm. songs plus the lecture, it's $30. I prefer to sell it via Cash App because I get all the money. So you can hit me on social media under The Midwest Matthew on Instagram. That's the simplest way. Otherwise, my other social media is just under Midwest Matthew. And what else I want to say? Oh, yeah, so it is also on iTunes and on Amazon. So if you don't like the Cash App thing or you don't have that app or you don't want to transfer money that way, you can go on iTunes or the Amazon store and you can buy the album that way. Just type in Midwest Matthew and you'll see Are You Doggone Serious, that album pop up.
So did you hear that we have a Cypher Sunday competition?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last time I called in. And,
So today and next Sunday is when you call in, you lock in your artist name in the city or state that you're going to rep in for the chance to win the $100. But you have to participate for the next 4 Sundays, and that's from the start in September. So the first Sunday in September all the way to the end. And whoever can last the longest or, you know, win, they'll get the $100. And there's more details. I already wrote it out. I'll send it to you. But I'm taking the artist names this Sunday and next Sunday to lock you guys in.
So one question I had about that, is it a battle rap? Like, do I have to battle an opponent? Or am I just spitting a hot 16, and then they spit their hot 16, and then it's like whoever is better.
Right. But you have to participate for each Sunday of the month, starting in September.
Okay.
So it's
but it's not
Sundays.
A battle, right? I mean, it's not like I don't got to
no,
do
no,
a, write out a battle versus somebody, right?
No, it's Cypher.
All right, cool.
So.
Yeah, I'll participate in that.
That's why
I'll call
saying,
in every
okay,
Sunday.
Okay, so, yeah. Yep, so you'll call in this Sunday and next Sunday to make sure you're locked in. And then starting September 6th is when.
Hello?
September 6th will be the date that we start the cipher.
Okay. So can I do
okay.
I did have one other question as far as the promotion for today.
Uh-huh.
Am I able to spit a verse from one of my new songs?
Today?
Yeah, am I able to rap song?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, am I able to
you're
rap
saying,
a verse?
Can you do that? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this one is from, I got a new song. Well, it's from my new album. Like I said, I got 24 songs on there, but this is one of them. It's called High Speed. This is the second verse
mm-hmm.
off there. So I'm going to spit that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the hook is like, or it starts off, move at a high speed, gotta move at a high speed, move at a high speed, gotta move at a high speed. I go here and there, I'm from North on map, might follow Marcus Garvey and go move back to the motherland. Got some thoughts in head that can make some bread. No, 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 colonizing, talking ownership. Took a long vacation when we hopped on ship. I mean, on that boat, you know, Morris gents, they led the pack but led to imprisonment. But we're all born free, shit ain't cost to live. 13th Amendment makes slaves out of convicted. So it's God forbid that you do a bid. First you fight the system, then you fight to live. Wrong place, wrong time, doesn't matter to them. Looking at the jury, don't see one of your peers. System's broke, you already know the deal. We've been to hate, but never how to heal. But we move at a high speed, gotta move at a high speed, move at a high speed, gotta move at a high speed.
Hey.
Yep, so that's high speed.
High speed, okay, that's I like that, I like that. Okay, so
yeah.
You're locking yourself in for Cypher Sunday, is what you're saying?
Yep, and I'll lock myself in for Cypher Sunday.
All right,
well.
So we got our first contestant. Thank you. So inbox me or email me your artist name and the city or state that you're repping, okay?
Okay, and this is Princess of New Hood. Is this, or did I
yep.
get that wrong? Okay,
uh-huh.
Princess
nope,
of New Hood. All right, so I'll email you then. Thank you for
Alrighty.
Letting me come on and promote. This once again, Midwest Matthew. Look me up if you want to get that song or my album or whatever. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. All right. So let's get to another song. Let's play Creep Breathe. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Please stay tuned. I will get to everyone. That was the song from my girl Cree, Just Breathe. She will be on Blackout Radio. She was supposed to be on Friday, but they rescheduled. She wasn't feeling too well. So shout out to Cree and her health. It sounds like she's doing a little bit better. And she'll be on the show next week, which is a good thing. So, callers.
What's up, it's your boy Norich. You already know what's going on. I'm 13 years old, back in California.
Hello, Rich. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. I see you're going to be working with OMF.
Pardon?
You're going to be working with OMF, Posse? That's good. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. But I just want to call in and tell y'all that Wipe, y'all need to go stream that, run up some views, run up Black Boy Joy views. Matter of fact, run up all my song views. Try to get seen. Dropping a music video. I don't know when, what day, but I'm dropping a music video for Wipe. And let's just say a couple weeks. Y'all
are you excited about the music video?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Is this your first one?
No.
Oh, okay. But it's your first one after during the coronavirus. Now you're able to actually do the music video now?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be for the song that we have promoted on the show?
Are you talking about Black Boy Joy?
I think so.
I already dropped a music video for Black Boy Joy. So, like, the new single I dropped on the 18th, I'm going to make a music video for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's all.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah, that's good. I'm excited for you. I'm happy to hear that you're able to move around now and you can do a music video. Is your friends going to be in the music video?
Yeah, some of them, hopefully.
Okay. Well, they better make sure they're in the music video. I want to see this music video, and you make sure you call in next Friday as well. Okay?
Okay.
Also, did you want to, I don't know how good you are with ciphers, but did you want to join the ciphers? I don't know if you heard or seen that I was promoting that me and Butch are promoting Cypher Sunday, and it is a chance to win $100, and all artists are welcome, and you rep your own city and state, but you have to lock in this Sunday or next Sunday, and it starts on the 6th of September, and it's for 4 Sundays. You have to participate in each Sunday for the cipher for the chance to win $100.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, I'll participate.
Well, thank you. Okay, so email me your name. I know your name, but I still need it for the list. So email me your artist name in the city or state that you're going to rep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send you the instructions on everything. That way you know
okay.
that it's okay. All right, well, I appreciate your participation. Then you make sure you call in Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank
have
you.
A nice
thank
day.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For letting me call in. Everybody, y'all can follow me on all social media platforms. Go check me out on all musical platforms under Mir Rich, MeirRich. Same for everything. Y'all go check me out on fire.
Okay. Most definitely. Tell everybody where you're calling from and how they can find you.
Well, so I'm calling from Stockton, California. Y'all can go find me on all platforms under Mir Rich, MeirRich, same for everything. Y'all go check me out.
All right. Sounds good, you guys. Well, thank you guys for calling in.
Okay. Peace.
Sorry, guys. I got a bit of distraction going on. Okay. Thank you guys for calling in. This is Cypher Sunday. My co-host, Lunchy Carter, couldn't be here today, but we're going to keep this marathon continuing. And DJ Jay Sinatra did make a cypher mix, so I know I have callers. So let's see if the next caller wants to rap on the cypher mix. He may. So let's get to the next caller.
419-265. Yeah, what's going down, man? It's Tony Tormenta. Tony Storm, man. What's going on?
Hello, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for asking, man. How y'all doing up there?
That's good. Doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, that's
so
real good.
You calling in on Cypher Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was Cypher Sunday because I wrote something, but I really don't have it prepared. But I could take a shot at it if y'all let me take a stab at it, like OJ getting married again.
No,
I stole that from Chino.
I'm happy you mentioned that because my DJ did make a mix. So do you want to hear the mix and see maybe you can freestyle it off of there? But I have to ask, are you locking yourself
I'm not ready
in?
For a beat. Can I just bust the acapella? See, can I
hop
okay,
off okay, so
do
we
it?
Can do, okay. But are you locking yourself in for Cypher Sunday or are you just calling in to just freestyle?
Oh, what? So it's a different time to call in for Cypher Sunday or something, or what?
No, this is Cypher. So I don't know if you heard in the beginning of the show, if you just call in, but we're running a Cypher Sunday showcase. So what we're doing is we're having artists lock in this Sunday and next Sunday. They lock in, and then they get a chance to win $100 for the showcase, but you have to participate. All four Sundays starting September 6th.
Okay,
so,
well, I'll do that. How you sign me up for that?
Okay, so you'll email me at Princess of New Hood.
Hold on, I gotta write you. I gotta get something to write.
And you'll email me your artist name in the city or state you're repping, and it cannot be the same city or state as anyone else.
It can't be the same city or state of anyone else?
Cannot be, no.
Okay, nobody's calling you guys from Toledo. I'm the golden one, man. So it's like I'm the guy from Toledo. Like I'm
the
lonely ranger
from
here. Yeah, I'm the lone ranger from Toledo.
No one else knows this number, but I got you. Okay,
so I'll be trying to tell you like you know what I'm saying, but I'll be like, hey, I don't know what they're on. I think they're satisfied. They got that attitude, like you know, like you should know my style attitude. Like they act like we should already know.
Oh, okay.
Nah, we don't know you, Jack. You know what I'm saying? so we don't.
Okay.
So what's the email?
It's princessofnewhood1word@gmail.com.
Princess of New Hood?
Yes, of New Hood
@gmail.com.
Okay. Gmail. And then shoot your best eight right now.
Spit my eight right now?
Yep.
What do I do when I get the email, though? I just email and say I'm interested.
I'm sorry. When you email me, submit your artist name in the city or state that you're repping.
Name, city, state. Let me get this because I'm making a little note about it. Name, city.
Yep.
You said I'll give you eight right now?
Yep.
All right. I'll be like,
I already said eight.
In this life,
okay, go ahead.
Stars, you haters can get the dick in both balls. I measure in sick of shit, won't choke or cough. Are you fucking serious? Garbage fucking lyricist, I'm nauseous. You too cautious, my following us some car shit. Mama, I know some boss shit, you talk shit. Your squad are being corpses. I'ma see your bras in, I'm gonna see the sausage. Flyer than a saucer, used to cut the powder on a saucer. Bitch killer, catch your bodies at the altar. Hoes can't see me, try to find me at a loss of night, neither with women, but I'm shinier and darker. You worry about the wrong shit, you about to get an ulcer. Wearing a ton of life, but I'm about to get a pusher.
Was that eight?
Okay,
that like
now that was more than eight, bruh, but I got you, though. It's cool.
I didn't know
because
I just
that.
Wrote it.
You got
I don't
that.
Know what I'm
doing. And that's the beauty of it, but it's a catch to the cipher. You only
okay.
can speak about Black Lives Matter, and it's going to be in the instructions
shit.
That I emailed
about the life
you
that matters most to me, shit.
Okay, I
hey,
got you. Thank you, brother, for calling in. Let everybody know where to find you.
We all scream that shit, but we don't matter to each other. But I can dig it, though.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Say that. Say that for the showcase. If that's how
okay,
you feel,
so
let that be known.
You're going to make sure I put a... I'm going to make a note next to this so that I know what kind of bars y'all want. You know
it's
going to
be in the instructions I emailed you once everybody confirms. That's your confirmation. You get that email back on the instructions on what, how you want to win, what to be said,
okay.
how you, and you, and then, and if you want acapella, we use the mix because I got to promote my boy's mix. So we got the mix.
Okay.
But we can cut the beat. We could cut the beat. So if you want to do half acapella, half with the beat, okay? Let everybody know where you're calling from and if you got a shout out and where they can find you.
Yeah, man. I'm calling from the south side of Toledo, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? From the heart of it all, man. Buckeye State. You know what I mean? My name is Tony Storm, a.k.a. Tony Tempest, or Tony Tormenta. You know what I'm saying? For those that bilingual, you dig? And then also,
amen.
You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube at Tony Storm, on Instagram, Tony Storm 419, Facebook, I'm actually Judah James, you know what I'm saying, and let me see, SoundCloud, Tony Storm 419, or it might just be Tony Storm on there, and then I got a BeatStars page for everybody who wants some beats. I got beats for sale, $30 leases.
Oh, wow.
On BeatStars,
okay.
And you can search Tony Storm. No, I'm actually a monster at everything I do. I'm about to start getting more into my guitar and my vocalism, because I sang, too.
Oh,
I'm not
that
playing,
sounds
I'm
good.
Thinking about putting out a Take the World. It should be done recording by the middle of next month, but it probably won't be out for at least another month. But, yeah, it's about that time, y'all. So, Tony Storm,
just
take the world
working.
By storm.
Just keep working, bro.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yeah,
one
that's
day
all,
at
especially
a time.
In this
take
quarantine.
Your steps.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, Cypher Sunday. Get yourself locked in. I got other callers and some other music to play, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Blackout Radio. I'm your girl, Princess of Nuva. Shout out to
mm-hmm.
my boy, Bunchy Carter. I really appreciate everybody that's been calling in today. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys lock in for Cypher Sunday. You guys get a chance to win $100 on the line for the best Cypher, rep your city or state. And we're going to continue this marathon like we always do. Let's get to the next call, and then I'm going to play that mix by my Jay Sinatra.
Yo, 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 what's up, Princess? What's up? This is
hello.
All Matt. Hello,
OMF, what's up?
What's
how
up?
Are you doing out there?
Just supporting your show, man. Listen to them dope lyrics that y'all putting out. You know what I'm saying? She
yes,
just got
all
dressed.
The time, all the time.
Yeah. So the site is about Black Lives Matter, right?
Say that again.
The site is about Black Lives Matter, you
yes.
said?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that's the catch. It's in the instructions. So once you email me your artist name, city and state that you're repping, and then the thing is you cannot rep the same city and state as any other artist, and the other catches, it has to be about Black Lives Matter. And you have to participate from September 6th, I believe it's till the 23rd or something like that, and for a chance to win $100.
Yeah, well, already
All the instructions on how we're judging by creativity, by participation, by if you're doing it on the beat, we do got Jay Sinatra making the mix. So if you guys want to do it on the beat, if you don't, please let us know in advance that you want to do an a cappella, because we want to make sure that we're promoting his mixes as well on Blackout Radio.
Yo, that's cool. Well, I'm inboxing you right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm down for that. So yeah, and I'm inboxing
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So you can lock me in already. You know.
Alrighty. Well, make sure you send me your email with the name, city, state.
You want me to send you an email? I thought you wanted me to inbox.
Yeah, I have. No. Send me an email because I have
to
email you. Yeah, my Gmail, because I have to email you back the confirmation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll send you an email then. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I'll be on next week, so it starts next. I mean, September 6th. So actually,
it starts September 6th. Right. This Sunday and next Sunday is the lock-in date. So make sure you guys call this Sunday and next Sunday to lock yourself in. That way, September 6th, we know all the artists that's going to be calling in. If you miss out, you miss out. We cannot keep reminding people. You know, we're going to send you a reminder the week of, letting you guys know that, hey, you guys participated in Cypher Sunday. Please be prepared by Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. We're going to get started.
So what do you mean by lock? So what do you mean by lock in? What do you mean lock in?
Because I'm only taking 10 people.
Okay.
I'm only taking 10 people. So by you sending your email, is locking your name, your name, right? It's just locking you in in that position. Once I get over 10 people, I'm not taking no more submissions.
So I'm locked. So you want me locked in 2 weeks in a row then?
No. I'm giving everybody a chance to call in today, or next Sunday.
Got you. All right. So I'm going to send you the email. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right. Sounds good.
You know, support me. So Blackout Radio, I'm on every Wednesday, 1 p.m. on Blackout Radio. You can check me out. You send your music to my Gmail at redheadron48@gmail.com. You want to do interviews, you just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and
yes, indeed.
And Instagram. And I'll holler at you next week. You're going to be on the NAP,
yes.
So I'll talk to you next week, and we do some shit, I mean freestyle next week, so I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to do nothing today. But definitely I'm going to call in a lot earlier next week.
Sounds good. I'm taking freestyles next Sunday as well, you guys. So if you guys didn't get a chance to do it this Sunday, please call in as early as possible next Sunday to make sure you're doing your freestyles if that's what you want to do. We're going to thank you guys for tuning in on Blackout Radio and staying tuned on Blackout Radio. I know I got a lot of callers, and if I don't get to you, I do highly apologize. Feel free to call back Fly Friday, which is this Friday coming up. I got some new artist music that I will be playing, and if you want your music played, please send me an email at princessofnewhood@gmail.com immediately to get you played on this Friday. So we're going to get to the mix that DJ Jay Sinatra had made. This is for the Cypher. So I want you guys to just hear it, get a feeling of it, and then that's how we're going to end the show.
What up? It's your boy, Bunchy Carter, one half of Cypher Sundays. Join me and my co-host, Princess of New Hood, right here on Blackout Radio every Sunday, 4 Pacific, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. Blackout.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.